Much of the debate Thursday centered on Duncan's role as the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit challenging the state's education tax credit program. Republican Councillor Chris Sununu says that alone makes him a less than ideal choice.
And whether you believe in that issue or not, it's hard to claim impartiality when you're the guy suing the state. And it's not something that happened in the past or will. It's active. It's in the courts now.
All three Democrats on the council argued Duncan's support for public education is without question. The retired Newcastle businessman founded the advocacy group Advancing New Hampshire Public Education. Charter school advocates say he's been a vocal critic of their movement, but Councillor Chris Pappas says he spoke with Duncan about this issue.
And he gave me the commitment, without hesitation, that he supports the missions of these schools, that he's going to work to build bridges with these parents and with these institutions.
Governor Maggie Hassan brought forward the nomination, and Duncan's 4-year term begins immediately. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.